We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This one caught our eye. Do toilet seat covers really cost $10,000? Well, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley pushing for the Pentagon's oversight office to investigate whether the Air Force is actually paying $10,000 for a toilet seat cover used on a military plane. Let's go live to correspondent Elizabeth McLaughlin this morning to get the latest on this. Where is this right now, Elizabeth?
Hey, good morning, Susan. So the great news for taxpayers and I guess Senator Chuck Grassley is that the Air Force is no longer spending $10,000 for a toilet seat cover.
Phew!
But they had in the past. So this story is really bringing to light some of the issues with spare parts and the way in which the Air Force can try to get those at a cheaper price.
Now, okay, $10,000 for a toilet. What is this toilet seat made out of? Like gold-covered diamonds?
Right. You would think it's made of the most valuable resources on Earth. Well, really, the reason it would cost $10,000 is because this toilet seat was actually stopped being produced by the original manufacturer back in 2001. So due to licensing agreements and contracts, every time the Air Force needed a toilet seat again, they would have to go back to the original manufacturer, who would then have to shut down their plant and remake the entire toilet seat. So instead of just, you know, grabbing one off the assembly line, it would be a much more in-depth process. Now the Air Force is saying, you know, we need to do this for less. They're now able to actually 3D print this toilet seat cover for about $300.
3D printing.
Wait. It still costs $300 for a toilet seat?
It still costs $300. But remember, these are specifically made for planes. This one's for a C-5 transport aircraft. So, hey, I mean, they're doing it for a lot less, but there's still a long way to go in terms of how they can make third-party manufacturing deals a lot easier and more affordable.
Wow. What else do they have to pay high prices for?
I think they could go to Home Depot and get a toilet seat that would, you know, wedge it in there or something like that. $300. So they were paying $10,000. Now they're paying $300. Is this kind of opening the door to what Susan said? What else are we paying way more than we should for?
Well, I think you're going to start seeing specifically the Air Force here trying to, and every service trying to find ways to get these spare parts for less. They are kind of have their hands tied around their backs because of these licensing agreements that have long existed. So they're working with lawyers to try to figure out, okay, how do we get this to the third party? So in the meantime, they are doing all this research specifically in 3D printing to try to see what they can start making. Another example, and I think Susan asked this question, was what else are they 3D printing? Well, there is a hot cup, so think kind of like a fancy coffee cup, that now costs over $1,200. And now they're trying to print it for, again, much, much less. So any way they can try to get around these exorbitant costs for these spare parts, they're going to try to do. But you will see senators on the Hill like Chuck Grassley continue to go to the Pentagon's oversight office and say, hey, what is going on here and how do we do it for less?
Okay, so they're looking for ways to not spend $1,200 on a coffee cup. Have they heard of paper?
Well, remember, these have to go in planes. They have certain specifications. So there's a lot of testing that's done. I think we all wish it was as easy as stopping by our local Walmart and grabbing a part.
This is an eye-opener, that's for sure. Elizabeth, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
That's Elizabeth McLaughlin on the $10,000 Air Force toilet seat cover.
I can't get over the $10,000. It's absolutely insane, right?
Yeah.
But then to think, well, don't worry. We're not spending $10,000 on a toilet seat. We're 3D printing them now. Now the toilet seat only costs $300. Do you know how much I paid for my toilet seats?
I'm going to say like probably 20 or less.
15,
yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
I mean, I think we can just kind of wedge them in there. Somebody texting in, how much would they pay for a squatty potty? That's something that's actually worth $10,000, though.
Whoa, that's good.
I would say it's worth, and I still only paid $25. So I don't know what is going on. A $1,200 coffee cup?
That's incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. And apparently it's going on with a ton of things. They're 3D printing it for less. But it still costs more than the 2 cents that we pay every day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.